Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about tornadoes.
A recent report came out with the number of tornadoes per state so far this year, and Iowa ranked number one, a ranking we don't necessarily want. So with that report, it's a nice reminder that tornadoes in Iowa can happen any month of the year.
Yes, that is correct. A couple weeks prior to this report coming out, there was one about how Tornado Alley is shifting. And so when this report came out, it wasn't super surprising. The states that normally see the most tornadoes, so Oklahoma, Texas,
Kansas,
they saw a surprisingly low number this year, whereas Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, I think the second one was Louisiana, which is just bizarre. That's not where we think of tornadoes popping up. But it's, you know, climate change and all that other stuff, and as well as more populated areas, how that whole thing is shifting. I don't know the science behind it. They're still looking at it, but it's an interesting thing and something that we need to be cognizant of since we're in that state that hit number one this year. And a big contributor to that was our day of 21 tornadoes, which was the day that Marshalltown and Pella got hit, and the day that we had a very significant risk that the storms that were coming out of Des Moines were actually, I got a call from the Weather Service that they were coming at us, and they shifted. Thankfully for us, especially since that was County Fair Week. But tornadoes can happen anytime. I know it might have been 5 years ago to the day, there was a breakout in Illinois. And winter tornadoes are not usually going to be your EF3, EF4, EF5s. They're going to be zeros, ones, and twos. But they can still happen. I know it seems bizarre since it's colder than... so cold out right now, but the conditions can form that will lead to tornadoes, and we do need to be aware of that risk. Now, it's not a high risk.
And even those weaker level tornadoes still cause damage.
Exactly. And the one from 5 years ago in Illinois, it was a really long tracking storm. So it wasn't very big, but it just kept going. So if you hear a tornado warning in the middle of winter, especially if it's a warmer day or if it's been warmer or there's some changing temperatures, take them seriously and, you know, check your local sources. And this is one of the reasons that in Washington County, we do test the tornado sirens year round. So the last Saturday of the month at 11, we will continue to test the sirens year round because there is the chance that we could be setting them off any time of the year.
So with this report, are they expecting that shift in Tornado Alley to continue, or is
everything
not known yet?
It's kind of unknown, but it's been moving that way over the past, not just this year. It's been a multiple year trend, and it's something that we need to be taking a look at. Like especially Iowa number one, we need to really make sure that we've got our tornado preparedness efforts in the spring and year round ready to go.
And if we do get that tornado warning, what do people need to do?
Same as in the spring. Get to the basement, seek shelter, and seek more information from your local news sources. Just because it's chilly out doesn't mean that it's going to change the tornado. And like you said, even if it's an EF0, EF1, EF2, they're still going to cause significant damage. So you need to be safe and get downstairs, get to your safe place, and ride it out.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen talking about tornadoes. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.